Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And the website is a biggie, folks. Jot it down and stick it on that refrigerator. You need to know about it. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only about information, but he's got all the great webinars and events that you could sign up for. And there's a couple today, 7 o'clock tonight, Taxes and Your Retirement. That's a big one by Mr. Ferentino. He's also got the Shredmobile happening. In and around. I got about 8 years of newscast. I think I'm going to drop off over there today between 12 and 3. But we'll get more information on that. The Dow up over 300 at its closure, over 34,000. Now, futures down slightly, a little over 20 points as we speak. We say a very good morning to Mr. Ferentino. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Hey, Jay. Boy, you captured it all. That's great. We have the Dow up 316. NASDAQ up 164, and the S&P up 38. Looking good, the 10-year yield down to a 1.56. Very interesting, down from a 1.73. You got oil, 60 spot 96. Let me see, what else is up here? We got a lot of, we got gold at 1786, silver at 2640. Corn is up again, corn is on a tear. Yeah, we've had some very good expectations, and we've had some very good, excellent returns from a lot of companies. I mean, even things like AT&T. Verizon, not as exciting, but AT&T was one that, its competitor, said they had a lot more subscribers. Today, we're looking at the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. It's coming up in an hour. Initial jobless claims also at 8:30. We're going to see how the unemployment's looking. Hopefully it's going down, even though the government's paying people to stay home. Let's see how the back and forth on that, or maybe people are just tired of being home. We're coming into the spring and most of the United States, so let's see if we can get that going. Existing home sales comes out at 10, and the manufacturing activity index also at 11. Again, problems with supply. There's plenty of money. Supposedly there's $2 trillion on the sidelines in U.S. savings accounts. And as I told you a week or so, that kind of hurts banks because if you deposit it somewhere, the banks have to pay you back. So it's a liability to a bank to make a deposit. So we have $2 trillion sitting on the sidelines, both on personal savings, more than we usually have. That's more than we already have. That's not the total sum. That's the increase. And so a lot of the stimulus is still going into people and people's homes, which we like savings. You know, certain countries have higher savings rate. Japan is one, has a much very high savings rate. But on the other side, there's no goods for them to buy. So they do, hopefully people want to get them out of their homes and do the things that they wanted to do, and that's what really keeps the economy going. That transition from the bank to buying goods and services it's not happening as strongly as we'd like. So we're starting to see the seesaw effect. This might be temporary as the supply of goods is down. And so things like Whirlpool, which is also owns KitchenAid and a few other ancillary brands, had great earnings, huge orders, a lot of backlog. So they probably could do more business had they had the product, but a lot of instances they don't. So that's just a classic example of that. Earnings, we get Dow Chemical this morning, AT&T also, I just said, just beat Quest Diagnostics. They're doing a lot of the testing for the COVID. We're looking for some big numbers there. Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, Biogen, Union Pacific. And after the market today, we'll hear from Snapchat, one of the ones that benefited from the COVID experience, Intel, benefiting all across. And Trey, Boston Beer Company symbol SAM. And they own Sam Adams, as expected to report. Just their earnings of about $2.76 per share on almost half a billion dollars in sales of the Boston. So let's see. Maybe they picked up. I don't know. It's a lot of exciting things going on there. So we're looking at media companies this morning. A lot of the media companies, they're transitioning. It's interesting. You're talking about your AT&T owns a bunch of stations, Comcast. You're starting to see a lot of this, you know, basically all the media that you watch. Years ago, Jay, when we had cable, you know, I was like, oh, wow, I pay $50 a month, and I'm going to see all these things instead of using my antenna. Do you remember those days, Jay?
Yeah.
And I had an antenna on the roof, and you pointed it west towards the Empire State Building.
And, yep.
Yeah. Right? Remember that?
And oh, man. I hate to tell you what I'm paying today. I mean, you know, I got all the channels, got to get the Yankee game, of course. You know, gotta have a little bit of the hockey going, you know, with center ice. It's unbelievable they get you on now with these packages. You know, it's crazy. Forget it. I get yelled at all the time when I'm paying a month. I mean, it is. Yeah. I got to cut back a little bit. But, man, they get you. They really do. They really get you. You know, so it's
you had this, and yet I thought when I was paying every month that I wouldn't see any commercials. They go, what do you mean? I still see the same channels that I thought maybe if you paid every month, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking, but I thought if I paid every month, I wouldn't get any commercials. You know, I'd go, oh, this is great. I don't mind that. No commercials. And then as soon as I hooked up Optimum, you know, the old day it was Cablevision, I still saw the same commercials, but they just gave me more channels. More channels with more commercials. So I was like, ugh, all right. So anyway, some of these companies like Viacom, 21st Century Fox, Comcast, Disney, the big 30 biggest media companies in the world, number one is Alphabet, which is Google. So we're talking about $60 billion in media revenue. Google also owns YouTube. Please keep that in mind. Number two is the Walt Disney Company. So if Google does $60 billion a year in media revenue, what do you think Walt Disney does as a guest? Well, I'll give it to you. $22 billion. They're a third of Google, one third. And I thought Disney was the biggest. So when I started to put some of these numbers together, behind that is Comcast, which owns a lot of the channels on the, you know, as you're flipping, $19.7 billion in 21st Century at 18, very close. That's Fox. Facebook's comes in the fifth place, and seventh place is Viacom, which owns a bunch of channels like Nickelodeon, Nicktoons, Nick Jr. So at just about $10 billion. So Google, it was, as I've mentioned in some of these cybersecurity classes, $60 billion in media revenue. That's a huge amount of media revenue compared to the others. And people with little YouTube videos making a few dollars here and there on their videos. So it kind of just says, hey, what's the next thing? So COVID sold, you know, fear sells, according to CNN executives. Fear sells, so we need to keep people. So COVID's off. Are these good stocks here? So what's the next thing? Well, when we had the Chauvin trial, obviously that helped. What's the next thing that's going to drive a lot of eyeballs? So maybe back to COVID, or maybe they'll come up with something. Maybe climate change. Let's find something. If fear sells, let's find something that doesn't have an ending. So we got to take a look at that. Maybe some of these stocks will wane, or maybe this is going to be a boon, because that's not something unlike COVID, which may has the light at the end of the tunnel, depending on who you're talking to on the climate stuff. It might be something that sells quite a bit. So I just wanted to take a look. There's a whole group of media stocks, and next week I'm going to be talking about them in toto, just to say, hey, here are the stocks, here's what they're doing, here's the histories. And here's what we think. There might be some opportunities here, or maybe not. Maybe it's an opportunity to sell if you have it already. So we'll throw AT&T and Verizon, which also are on a much smaller scale, also media companies. So we'll put it all together, Jay, and we'll see what it looks like.
Love it. You know, speaking of those bills, I would advise everyone. Now, see, I have DirecTV. Now, once in a while, you know, you get a couple of things. If you really look at your bill, nobody really looks at your bill anymore. You just pay it every month, right? So, you know, if you look at your bills, sometimes there's a few additions that you're not aware of. And it happened to me a couple of times. And that's how your bill elevates a little bit, and it gets a little tricky. Now, I'm not saying they do it intentionally, but something's a little fishy with that. So my advice, look at your bill, whatever provider you have. I have DirecTV, and it gets a little steep sometimes. But I would advise that. Because periodically, a couple of things fall into play there. You're not aware. So that's my advice tip of the morning. Now, also, you never leave a stone unturned. 12 to 3 today, you've got the old Shredmobile happening. Is that right in front of your office?
Yes. If you have any papers to shred, we are, and have any papers to shred. I mean, you can come in the office, say hello, but the truck will be outside. So just come to the come to our office at 510 Broad Hollow Road, 510 Broad Hollow Road. That's Route 110 in Millville. And we'll have a shred truck out there. So we have. Hopefully, I get my old man out there. He's always been holding things up, you know, keeping things in his basement or whatever. But so we're gonna have a lot of people coming. Most clients, you know, people that listen to the show are coming today, 12 to 3. Come up to the office, say hello. We may have a tchotchke or something, or a little bite, just to say hello. And that's at 12 to 3 in front of our offices at 510 Broad Hollow Road. Also, we have, and then tonight I'll be talking about taxes in retirement. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. We take Social Security coming in. Maybe we have some other monies coming in, maybe a pension or whatever. And it starts to snowball. Next thing you know, we thought we were going to live on a lot of money and we're giving a lot to Uncle Sam. And so, we're looking for some ways that you can mitigate that or at least, ameliorate the pain of that. So you can keep more of the money that's coming in while you're retired. But there's some things you need to do today. So it's not really for retirees. It's for people who are even just setting up beginning in the business and say, hey, look, I don't want this to happen to me. I see the problem. I don't want this to happen to me. I need to be on this call. 7 o'clock tonight. You need to be on the webinar. All you have to do is go to CraigJamesFinancial.com to sign up. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com to sign up. Some people have taken this class two or three times because maybe they just didn't get it the first time or, that starts to sink in after a while. So if you're a repeat offender, come on in anyway. We'd love to have you.
At 7 to 8 tonight, always a great time as far as these great webinars Craig puts on. You got to register. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Don't forget the Shredmobile, 12 to 3, 510 Broad Hollow Road. You can drop off this stuff. I got about 5 or 6 years of newscasts that I might do that. And by the way, they are not fake newscasts. It's the real deal. So it could be.
Yeah,
it could
we
be in
those archives. I don't think you should shred any of that. This is you're doing original news with original sources. You get scoops that nobody else gets.
That is true. We'll see what happens. I'll think about it. Hey, we look forward to talking with you on a Friday. How's that, my friend?
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll see you today. Bye bye, Jim.
All righty.